All right, you can turn in your Bibles to James chapter 4. James chapter 4. This will be our beginning, and I have probably a dozen parallel passages, but this will be the main. Partial verse, verse 14b. Let's go ahead and pray and ask the Lord's blessings on His Word. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity to break the bread of life before your people. I ask, Father, that you'll give wisdom, and Father, that your Holy Spirit will take what is said, Father, and encourage and challenge hearts. Be glorified in all that's said and done. In Jesus' name, amen. Scripture says, "For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." I've been saved some 40 years now, and back when I was an adolescent, young teenager, I looked at 20s, 30s, people that were older than me, and I said, oh, they're so old. You know, I mean, reflect with me. When you were younger and you looked at people that were gray-headed or older than you, you said, you know, they're old. You know, they're one leg in the grave. And in some cases, that was probably true. Because, as the scripture says, what is your life? We don't know from one moment to the next whether it'll be our last. And I remember seeing friends, and as I got saved and grew up in the church that I was saved in, seeing older folks pass away, and in some cases, people tragically die unexpectedly. Think in your own lives, whether it's relatives or friends that have passed on, maybe people that are your age, people that are younger or older, it really doesn't matter. I had, supposedly, from my folks' vantage point, they told me that I had a sister back in the early 50s that was born with a hole in her heart. I never got to meet her. She died at a year old. And Lord willing, one day I'll see her. Young, or it could be a Thelma Benson who lived a full life. My parents, as far as I'm concerned, lived a full life. They saw their children grow up and have their own families. And now they're in glory. But think about it. As you reflect on your life, whether you're young teenager, young adult, or whether you're elderly or older. it just seems like yesterday you were younger. You were just starting a family. You were a teenager. The scripture says, what is your life? It's a vapor that appeareth for a little while and yet vanisheth away. In the light of eternity, as the scripture says, it's a drop in the bucket. it's nothing. James chapter 1 and verse 10, but the rich that is made low, because as a flower of the grass, he shall pass away. Job chapter 7 and verse 6 and 7 says, many days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle and are spent without hope. Remember that my life is the wind. Mine eyes shall no more see good. And then Job reflects another chapter 9 and verse 25. Now my days are swifter than a post. They shall flee away. They see no good. They are passed away as swift as a ship, as an eagle that hasten after the prey. And in Job chapter 14 and verse 1 and 2, man that is born of a woman is of a few days, full of trouble. He cometh forth, and like a flower is cut down, and fleeth as a shadow, and continueth not. You see the pattern that is being set here? Our life is short at best. Now I say that because I want you to realize that you have a preciousness in the fact that you still have breath in you. And as a believer, you have a relationship with God, and you have a responsibility to the lost that don't know what you know. The Apostle Paul told us in chapter 12 of Romans, verses 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may... Let me look at that. It just went out my brain. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God has blessed us with opportunity. He's provided salvation, which is free. And there's a world that's around us. Every one of us has an opportunity to share what we know, the gospel of Jesus Christ, to that lost and dying world. With the time that you have, it's your responsibility to share it, to live it. And once more, it's reasonable. Now, we've witnessed the passing of church members. Most recently, Thelma Benson, Bonnie and I had opportunity to go up to spend time with the Bensons just to encourage them. Thelma lived a full life, and Bill was thankful for the time that he was able to spend with her. On the other hand, a week ago, Bonnie and I were at another funeral. A young lady that we went to church with at Calvary. She was diagnosed 2 years ago with breast cancer. When they found out, it was already stage 4. They thought it was in remission. Mike, her husband, and her were planning on moving out to Ohio to be closer to their children. Well, it came back with a vengeance. And a week ago Sunday, she actually went into hospice, and she actually lasted 2 days. She died 2 days later. She was only 46. What is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanisheth away. What are you going to do with the grace of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ? My challenge to you and the challenge to myself. Live it out and share it. That's why we're here. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your goodness in our lives. We ask, Father, that you'll help us, Lord, as we reflect on your mercy, your grace in our lives. Father, as we do have breath in our nostrils and we have a heartbeat, Father, help us, Lord, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to those around us that don't know our Savior, and help them, Father, point them to Him who is life eternal. Father, thank you, Lord, and challenge our hearts, Lord, to live every day to its fullest. In Jesus' name, amen.